This is Viewpoint with attorney and author Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is a one-hour open-line talk show confronting the issues of America's heart and home. To express your viewpoint, please call 804-754-1988. That's 804-754-1988. And now, with today's edition of Viewpoint, here is Chuck Crismeyer.
There is no neutral ground in the universe. According to C.S. Lewis, every square inch, every split second is claimed by God and counterclaimed by Satan. Today on Viewpoint, we're going to be talking about an astounding development that few people will have heard about. But I want you to hear about it because it's so important for us to be forearmed. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. And we're going to be talking about something that is almost beyond the human imagination today. But it's not beyond satanic imagination, and it may be setting the stage for a final conflict between God and man. Do I have your attention? I hope so. It's Conversation with Ever-Increasing Conviction. Talk the Transforms here today on Viewpoint as usual. Practicing in genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, and nanotechnology, the U.S. government is toying in such sci-fi sandboxes as synthetic biology, seeking to develop what many would consider a new master race, among other groundbreaking achievements. The technological, cultural, and metaphysical shift that's now underway unapologetically forecasts a future dominated by a new species of unrecognizable superhumans. Applications under study now to make this dream a reality are being funded by thousands of government and private research facilities around the world. This includes, among other things, rewriting the human DNA and combining human genetics with animal DNA. Could these so-called sandboxes that people are playing in now, scientifically, turn into Pandora's boxes of moral and ethical disaster that could threaten our existence like nothing ever encountered before, including our relationship with the God of creation? That's what we want to talk about here today on Viewpoint. And I've invited a special guest to join us again here on Viewpoint. A number of months, Tom Horn was here on this program to talk about some other important issues. And today, he comes to the program with his special book, Forbidden Gates, How Genetics, Robotics, Artificial Intelligence, Synthetic Biology, Nanotechnology, and Human Enhancement are heralding the dawn of a techno-dimensional spiritual war. Tom, it's good to have you on the program, and it all sounds so sci-fi, so way out there that why should we pay any attention to this?
Well, we should pay attention to it because it's the government using American tax dollars to produce the reports that are telling us that this, what some believe to be a utopian, what I think more likely portends a dystopian future of humanity, and now they're saying it's going to be here faster than the public is prepared for, and therefore the need to begin educating the public about what is coming. And it is going to be the outgrowth of the grand technologies you just mentioned, genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, and then of course now the newer fields of synthetic biology and related sciences. The genie really is out of the bottle.
Well, it really is out of the bottle.
And I realize it really does sound sci-fi. It really does seem like I should be sitting here with a tinfoil cap wrapped around my head. And frankly, if I had heard me talking about this stuff, you know, 15 years ago, I probably would have thought that I was either a conspiracy nut or at least over-exaggerating the facts as such. But the truth is, after over a decade of intensive research, thousands and thousands of pages of research, and then more recently simply reading reputable news stories, Reuters, you know, UPI, reading the documents that are being published by the government, it's no longer sci-fi. We're getting ready to create an embodied vision of what once was sci-fi.
Well, that's true, and just to bring this right up front center, a recent issue of Times Magazine, and I say recent, December of 2010, has a feature concerning a gentleman by the name of Ray Kurzweil. It says, we asked the futurist Ray Kurzweil for his prediction of what is to come. They ask a question you predict will reach a point with artificial intelligence that you call the singularity. How will that affect us? His answer, by the time we get to the year 2040, we'll be able to multiply human intelligence a billionfold. That will be a profound change that's singular in nature. Computers are going to keep getting smaller and smaller, and ultimately, they will go inside our bodies and brains and make us healthier and make us smarter. So Time asks him, how exactly will technology make us healthier? He said, we will reprogram our biology. They ask again, how will science affect the religious and ethnic differences in the world? He said, I think we are evolving rapidly into a one-world culture, and it's certainly already a one-world economy. Finally, how will our technological progress make us feel about God? He said, I believe our civilization is going to be vastly more intelligent and more spiritual in the decades ahead. We are the species, he said, that goes beyond our limitations. Our species always transcends. And you know, when I read that, Tom, it reminded me of a conversation I had at the Los Angeles International Airport about 10 years ago in a layover on a flight. I was talking with a gentleman who called himself a international engineer for the Sony Corporation. And it was a fascinating conversation. He was telling me about all the massive technological developments that were taking place. And this was 10 years ago, bear in mind. He said that there's going to come a point where we won't need telephone instruments anymore. They'll all be implants. Then he said, without breaking in his conversation and without batting an eye, he said, and the day is coming when we will be God.
Well, that's absolutely right. In fact, what's very interesting about Ray Kurzweil is closely associated with the transhumanist community. Transhumanists believe we're going to use these technologies to alter ourselves biologically and cognitively and so on, and that essentially we are going to become godlike. We're going to become gods. And it's amazing how many of these people use very spiritual language while at the same time trying to kind of run away from the idea of a personal God, that a theistic God that you and I might embrace, but at the same time they seem to be running in circles, realizing that perhaps there might have been a creation, because where you have utopians like Kurzweil, who's looking forward to the technological singularity and all the great benefits that are going to come from it, some of the very same people that he respects and actually even quotes in his book, like The Age of Spiritual Machines, there again, the use of spiritual language.
Well, we have so much to talk about here and to understand how this connects with our lives as Christians and the tremendous spiritual threat that the world is facing, including those who profess the name of Christ. We'll be back, friends. Don't leave us. This is Viewpoint. Viewpoint does determine destiny.
These are desperate times, and desperate times call for desperate measures. This is such a time for the American church. We see that something is desperately wrong in our nation, but it seems no one knows how to fix it. What can we do? God has an answer. America's only hope lies in a wholehearted return to the God who made her great. That must begin with us, with you and me. But how? How can we? What must we do to return to God? That is the subject of The Return, a powerful new book just released. It is an end-time epistle to the American church. Get your copy today, just $12 plus $4 postage and handling. Call 1-800-SAVE-USA. That's 1-800-SAVE-USA. Chuck Chrismeyer writes, "The daunting truth is that destiny rides in the balance of our response. Will we return? Will you?" Call 1-800-SAVE-USA today.
Have you ever seen a crisis? One quick look around will tell you that America, even the world, is in deep trouble. The United States of America is a nation in crisis. Every moment of every day, we're witnessing the demise of the dollar, the takeover by the government, declining morality, muzzling of faith, chaotic culture wars. Yes, America's crisis goes beyond the economy, and it isn't over yet. If we don't prepare today, we may not survive tomorrow. Where are the answers? Many of them are there for the reading in the very revealing book, A Nation in Crisis, by Larry Bates and Chuck Bates, who are both economists and news executives. There's a wealth of information in this book that's destined to become a bestseller everywhere. Order your copy of A Nation in Crisis today by calling 800-336-7000. This book should be required reading for everyone. A Nation in Crisis. Get it now by calling 800-336-7000, 800-336-7000, or log on to anationincrisis.com. The quicker you get it, the better off you'll be.
Transhumanism, one step to being gods. I welcome you back to Viewpoint. I'm Chuck Chrismeyer. Do we really believe that we are one step from being gods? Well, there are many who do. In fact, there is a merging, it seems to me, of not only the scientific world, but the New Age world coming together with this composite idea that not only are we becoming gods in actuality, but in reality we already are. For instance, Oprah Winfrey came out a couple of years ago with her discipleship effort via the internet to disciple untold millions of people who were addicts, so to speak, to her television empire and programs, and she told them that it is not necessary that you need a savior. You don't need a savior. You are the savior. She said, you don't need God. You are God. Now, if that kind of thing is being believed and being taught by someone such as Oprah Winfrey and many others within her spheres of contact and influence, how does that then merge with what is coming through in the scientific realm, where it is actually being promoted and declared and studied and created, this transhumanism, this actually reconstruction of the human species into a godlike creature? Well, our special guest today is Tom Horn. He has given us a book called Forbidden Gates, and I want to make this book available to you before we continue on in our conversation with Tom. Your gift of $17 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Just give us a call at 1-800-SAVE-USA. That's 1-800-SAVE-USA. Or write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. If you're writing a check, add $4 for postage and handling, or get it on our website, saveus.org. Saveus.org. Tom, you indicate in Chapter 7 of your book, the coming battle will be more than Cosmos versus Terrans. These are technological terms that have been constructed for this new scientific effort. But the reality is we're facing a profound spiritual assault. It's not just science, it's a spiritual assault against humanity, isn't it?
Well, certainly it is. I mean, look, we're not just, you know, biological blobs out here walking around. Our bodies are temples of our greater selves. We are spirit, we are soul, we were made in the image of God. You can't discuss remanufacturing mankind, biologically altering everything we've ever known about what it means to be a human, cognitively enhancing our brains, which humanists believe is the seat of the soul anyway. You can't discuss radical human alteration and not assume that that means it's going to change everything at the spiritual level too. And though we're not talking about it today, I mean, there's reasons to believe this happened once before in history, in the days of Noah, when genetic reconstruction was undergone. And that didn't end very well. In fact, it led to the destruction of humanity, except for Noah's family, about whom it was said that they were the only ones that were perfect. And this is the Hebrew word tamyim, which we believe refers to their genetic integrity. They were the only ones left that hadn't been genetically altered. In fact, the Bible very plainly says that the reason for the flood was that all flesh, both man and beast, had been corrupted. And so now, for the first time since the days of Noah, man is undertaking to repeat what was only done once before, and that is the blending of humans with animal DNA in laboratories around the world.
All right, there's a term for that, isn't there? What is that term? It's a strange term to our language. Chimera?
Yes. Yeah, human-animal chimeras. They're being manufactured in laboratories all over the world, tens of thousands of laboratories, including here in the United States. And a lot of people think, because during the Bush administration, that Bush, in 2006, in a State of the Union address, called for prohibition, for legislation to be enacted that would outlaw the creation of human-animal chimeras. Well, that legislation was never passed. It was discussed, but no law ever came of it.
Mm.
The only thing that did happen was that restrictions were placed on the use of public funds, federal funds, for human-animal chimera research, so all the laboratories did was turn to private funds. But there's no law restricting it. And then the first thing that Obama did when he came into office was to use executive power to overturn the restrictions that Bush had put into place and to open the floodgates for the use of federal funds for funding human-animal chimera research. And if people are confused about the term, all we're saying is that at least at the embryonic level, creatures are being created that are part human and part animal. And they've, every kind of animal, pigs, rabbits, fish, they've created all kinds of human-animal chimeras. And frankly, I think it's far more than just at the embryonic level. As a matter of fact, there was a Reuters article not long ago called "Scientists Want Debate on Animals with Human Genes." And that incredible article starts out talking about dogs with human hands and feet, pigs with Down syndrome, the creation of fully functioning human brains within mice. Now, they haven't done that yet, so far as we know, and that's why, you know, Delaware Republican Senate nominee Christine O'Donnell, you know, she took some heat during the last general election because on the O'Reilly factor, she said American scientists were already crossbreeding humans and animals, and they had produced mice with fully functioning human brains. She had actually misquoted a lecture that I had given in which I described how here in the U.S., Irv Weizmann, the director at Stanford University's Institute of Cancer Stem Cell Biology and Medicine in California, he had created mice with partly human brains. And that caused some ethicists, like my friend Wesley Smith, to raise the issue of humanized animals in the future.
How about animalized humans?
Well, we're doing both, animalized humans, humanized animals. And but so in any case, but Christine O'Donnell was not incorrect in one sense, because Herb Weizmann has been given permission by Stanford University to create mice with 100% fully functioning brains. He hasn't done it yet, but he has permission to do it. So the point is that the science is happening all over the place, and that mm-hmm. Reuters article, "Scientists Want Debate on Animals with Human Genes," what was fascinating about that is that these are the scientists in Britain that had sought public funding in Britain for creating human-animal chimeras.
Mm-hmm.
And Britain finally approved, the government approved, giving them funding on a case-by-case basis. Well, that was about 24 to 30 months ago, and now they're back, and that's what this article is about. And what they're saying now is that they are comfortable with fully up to 50-50 species integration, humans with animals, and they want to know how much further they can go with raising these things to full maturity, and if the public would be okay with them getting public funding to start raising creatures like in that movie Splice, so they can do experiments on it. And they even went so far as to say that some of their rogue colleagues are already doing it. So what we know now is from the horse's mouth. We already know it's happening in tens of thousands of laboratories at the embryonic level. Now it sounds like that these scientists are admitting that they've moved to the island of Dr. Moreau, and they're raising these to full maturity. And, of course, we've been suspicious that for a very long time this has been happening in the government. In fact, as much as 10 years ago, I don't know if we got time for this, but I could tell you a story about how DARPA got in hot water when the Senate Appropriations Committee discovered funding over a decade ago for the creation of an immortal superclass of humans.
Mm. Well, if the government is investing resources like this, if private monies are being poured into this kind of research, you've got to know that there is a specific intent that is involved here, and they are intent upon achieving a kind of immortality and, you could say, becoming gods in their own right, to create, to decreate, to recreate, to do whatever we so desire with either human flesh or animal characteristics. Now, in the first segment of the program, Tom, I quoted Ray Kurzweil from Time Magazine, latest issue, and you were indicating to me that there were numerous other articles that were coming out as we speak talking about this very thing about singularity. What's that all about anyway?
Yeah, let me address that, but first let me add to your last comment about becoming gods. Some of the very people involved in this practitioner are not hiding that. There's a very well-known human cloning researcher by the name of Richard Seed, mm-hmm. and he recently actually went on record in the film Technocalypse, which is a documentary film on transhumanism, and here's what he said, quote, "We are going to become gods, period. If you don't like it, get off. You don't have to contribute. You don't have to participate. But if you're going to interfere with me becoming God, we're going to have big problems. Then we'll have warfare. The only way to prevent me is to kill me. You try to kill me, I'll kill you." That's what he said. And he's a leading researcher in this field. So some of these guys are not hiding the esoteric ambitions that they have that are connected to this technology. Now to Kurzweil. Yeah, Kurzweil is one of the most famous, and he's a prolific author. He has proven his ability to foresee the future, if you will, as a futurist. And in his inventions, that's the way he's made himself famous and a leader in the both the futurist, technological futurism, and transhumanist fields. And he sees that, at any point really between now and the next 40 years, we're going to reach technological singularity. And by that, what he means is strong artificial intelligence is going to be accomplished. A synthetic mind that will be literally trillions of times more powerful and more intelligent, more capable of problem resolution, technological resolution than all of the Einsteins that have ever lived compressed together. And Kurzweil believes that this is going to lead to a utopian society. We are going to be enhanced, but everything else around us is going to be enhanced.
Well, you not only combine those ideas of brilliance of mind, godlike brilliance of mind, with the biological work that's being done to create what they're calling eternal life. Mm-hmm. And that goes back at least 10, 15 years. Right in our national news magazines, the open admission that they are seeing the ability to extend human life to virtual eternal life.
Yeah.
You see the effort to become God at every single level, and you wonder how long the God of creation will allow this kind of nonsense and arrogance to go on. Friends, we're talking with Tom Horn concerning his book, Forbidden Gates, and all of its implications, and your gift of $17 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Just give us a call at 1-800-SAVE-USA. Again, 1-800-SAVE-USA, or write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. If you're writing a check at $4 for postage and handling, you'll also be able to get it on our website, saveus.org, where you can listen to this program any time of the day or night, anywhere in the world. I would urge you, if you're unable to listen to the balance of this program on your radio station, that you pick it up on our website, saveus.org, any time of the day or night on the archive section. We'll be back.
IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. Afghan authorities said today they were investigating an overnight raid by NATO troops on a private security compound that killed two Afghan guards. NATO says it carried out the operation with Afghan forces after receiving a threat of an attack on the U.S. embassy. NATO says coalition forces were fired upon first. Bomb experts have been sent to embassies in Rome today because nervous embassy employees have asked for help inspecting packages. Yesterday, two people were injured when mail bombs went off at the embassies of Chile and Switzerland in the Italian capital. An Italian security official says they were sent by anarchists who want to get revenge for actions taken by those countries against their movement. A half foot or more of snow could be on the ground in parts of the upper Midwest by Christmas. Forecasters in Iowa, Illinois, and Minnesota are warning drivers about snow-covered roads and limited visibility. The storm is expected to crawl south into Tennessee tomorrow and then possibly move north on Sunday. This is IRN, USA Radio News.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-584-1095.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-584-1095. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-584-1095. That's 800-584-1095.
With an IRN, USA Business News Update, I'm Hope Duggar. A federal board allowed to monitor the testing of a key piece of Gulf oil spill evidence, the blowout preventer, is demanding that the analysis stop until representatives of the companies that made and maintained the device are removed from the process. The U.S. Chemical Safety Board said in a letter that having the companies involved hands-on in the forensic analysis that began more than a month ago undermines the investigation's credibility. However, while Cameron and Transocean officials are among a small army of representatives allowed to watch and consult, they are not involved in the actual testing. That's being done by a Norwegian firm. The board said it also wants that firm terminated or at least supervised by a neutral third party. The safety board investigates serious chemical accidents. It had previously agreed to the current test protocols. A thermos is one of the latest items that could be searched at airports. Homeland Security is alerting air carriers of a potential terror attack involving insulated beverage containers. With an IRN, USA Business News Update, I'm Hope Duggar.
We're considering the past, confronting the present, and preparing for the future here today on Viewpoint as we talk about an absolutely astounding development in the technological, scientific, biological world dealing with genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, synthetic biology, nanotechnology, and so-called human enhancement that our guest today, Tom Horn, says is heralding the dawn of techno-dimensional spiritual warfare. Now, I'd like to just go, Tom, to your book very quickly. It says, the ability to tinker with our genes offers the astounding promise and peril of immortality, which mythically has been the defining difference between gods and mortals. Now, that isn't your quote. You have quoted Joel Garreau, the author of Radical Evolution. Then, immediately following that, you quote Professor Hugo de Garas, an artificial brain designer. Here's what he said. The prospect of building godlike creatures fills me with a sense of religious awe that goes to the very depth of my soul and motivates me powerfully to continue despite the possible horrible negative consequences. Tom, it's as if these people are demonically motivated. No matter how horrible the consequences, and they've even had nightmares about it, they are persisting in this.
Yeah, in fact, if a person gets Hugo de Garis's book, The Artelect War, Cosmos versus Terrans, they'll be amazed at how he does. He's almost schizophrenic in his book, and he even describes himself as such, where on the one hand he has these euphoric feelings. He'll go to bed at night just feeling wonderful about the fact that they are right on the cusp now, right on the edge of the major breakthrough that's going to allow them to create the Artelects. Artelect is a word of his making, which basically means artificial intellect, mm-hmm. what Ray Kurzweil would call a strong AI, artificial intelligence. And he says, we're almost there. We're right there. And he says, at any moment, we're going to give birth to these godlike entities. And he goes to bed just feeling euphoric about it, but then he says he'll wake up 2 or 3 hours later. He'll be jerked from sleep in a cold sweat during a horrific nightmare in which he just sees a sea of blood, and all of his family and his children and his grandchildren, everybody he's ever known, has been wiped out, has been destroyed as a result of the power of this godlike intelligence. And this is what he believes is going to happen. There's going to be those who support the idea of creating the artificial intelligence, those he calls the cosmos of the cosmos, and then there's going to be those who oppose it, that we're going to come to a breakthrough. Okay, we have the technology, we can do it. Should we do it? There's going to be those who want to maintain their humanity. They're afraid of it. They're opposed to unleashing this incomprehensible power. Those he calls the Terrans, terrestrial, terra firma, those mm-hmm. who are of the earth. Mm-hmm. And the cosmos and the Terrans are going to be pitted against one another in this quest to unleash the Artelects, the artificial intelligences, and he says it's going to lead to such a social conflict that it'll ultimately derive in World War III. But this will be unlike any war up until now, because the power of the Artelects will be such as has never been seen before, and ultimately he believes it's going to lead to the deaths of billions of people before the end of the 21st century.
Well, that sounds like Armageddon.
try to read his book and not see a man who is running from something, because on the one hand, you said the power operating behind them. On the one hand, he says the potential horrific results of this, and yet he'll say, but something is compelling me. Something is pushing me. We must break through. And it goes to the title of our book, Forbidden Gates. There is a power. There is a presence. There is something there that is pushing to come through, that wants to make contact with our reality. And you and I would define it as demonic, satanic. But the transhumanists are playing with fire, and they don't know that they are. Many of them, like Kurzweil, are very sincere, but not even all those in Kurzweil's camp believes that this is going to end well. There were two news stories. I won't quote from either of them. I'll just give you the titles. Two news stories this week, reputable news stories. Margaret Somerville, who's the director of the Center for Medicine, Ethics, and Law at McGill University in Canada, published an article this week called Scary Science Could Cause Human Extinction, in which he's talking about this technology. And then an even more important article at the peer-reviewed Jet magazine, which is a futurist periodical that's actually contributed to by a lot of transhumanists, and it's all academic. And there's an article there by Professor Nicholas Egger, the professor of philosophy at the Victoria University of Wellington, and the title of the article is Thoughts About Our Species Future, Themes from Humanity's End, Why We Should Reject Radical Enhancement. And he is literally saying that if we open this gate, if we begin the human enhancement revolution, which two different government reports say are going to start anytime after the year 2012, he says it's going to lead to the end of humanity.
Well, it's a physical end, but then there's also the spiritual component, and God created man in his image, and if we try to recreate man in some other image that maximizes our arrogancy against the God of creation, it seems to me, Tom, that the God of creation's patience is going to run out very shortly. And if all of this is as near to implementation as you're saying, and as these other voices are saying, I think it tells us that there isn't long before God's momentous intervention in human history, such as the ancient prophets and the Book of Revelation foretell.
I think you're absolutely right, and but transhumanism might be the billion-pound elephant that's standing in the middle of all of our prophecy conferences right now, waiting for somebody to pay attention to it. By that I mean, while we're still talking about things like Gog and Magog, though those are important and certainly related to prophecy, there could be a tremendous amount of fulfillment of biblical prophecy as a result of transhumanism. Some of what appears to be biological warfare that we see in the prophecies, in the Book of Revelation, and people's flesh rotting off from them while they stand. Is that nuclear radiation? It might be something way more horrific than nuclear radiation.
Well, not only that, but I see, broadly speaking, a potential connection between this developing technology and even Revelation 13 and the infamous Mark of the Beast.
Well, that's absolutely right. In fact, I should say, if people want to get a copy of this book, Forbidden Gates, they'll be able to document what we're talking about. They can only get this book from such as yourself. So people need to know this. If they go to Amazon, they'll see the book listed there, but check the date. Not available till February of next year. If they want, we did this on purpose. We wanted the ministries like yours, Chuck, to have a 90-day lead time over every other retailer. So you're not going to go into a bookstore. You're not going to go to Barnes & Noble. They'll see it in their computer is available in February of next year. But you can get it today. If they come to you, Chuck, they can get it directly from you now and get it shipped, and they'll be able to document what we're talking about.
So, and we're not trying to up the price on it because of that. We're trying to make it available legitimately here to people and friends for your gift of $17 or more to Save America Ministries. We'll put the book in your hands. We'll get it out to you ASAP. Give us a call, 1-800-SAVE-USA. That's 1-800-SAVE-USA. You can get on our website, saveus.org, saveus.org, or give us a write to us. It's P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. And it'll be $17 plus $4 postage and handling. That's $21. And I know you're not going to be disappointed. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk with Tom concerning the more direct connection with spiritual warfare. This is fascinating. There are many dimensions to all of this. We've talked about some of them. We want to talk specifically now about the spiritual warfare connection and how it affects you and how it affects me. Now, I also want to indicate to you that we need your support. We need your encouragement. We need your prayers. This is a very, very difficult moment for ministries, and particularly those who are dealing with the out front issues to call Americans, and particularly Christian Americans, back to the Lord, back to repentance. And I want to urge you to become a partner and send your gifts to Save America Ministries for such a time as this. We'll be back with you and Tom Horn in just a moment.
Lord, I'm ready now, waiting for your triumphant return. You're coming soon. So people get ready, Jesus is coming soon. We'll be going home. People get ready, Jesus is coming to take from the world alone. People get
When Jesus described the times leading to his return, he warned that pestilence would ravage the earth. And we're now in those times, and medical experts are warning of plagues, viruses, and life-threatening conditions for which antibiotics are either losing effectiveness or have no effect. MRSA is one of those, even ravaging our hospitals. So what can we do? Amazingly, a new technology called Silver Sol has recently been discovered, and this technology is so good and so effective in responding to these conditions that it's even been patented, and it comes in both liquid and gel form. For the safety of your family, I want to urge you to look at Silver Sol. Go to our website now, saveus.org, and get more information. Then order yours today. That's saveus.org or call 1-800-SAVE-USA. That's 1-800-SAVE-USA. Do it today. Don't delay.
Have you ever seen a crisis? One quick look around will tell you that America, even the world, is in deep trouble. The United States of America is a nation in crisis. Every moment of every day, we're witnessing the demise of the dollar, the takeover by the government, declining morality, muzzling of faith, chaotic culture wars. Yes, America's crisis goes beyond the economy, and it isn't over yet. If we don't prepare today, we may not survive tomorrow. Where are the answers? Many of them are there for the reading in the very revealing book, A Nation in Crisis, by Larry Bates and Chuck Bates, who are both economists and news executives. There's a wealth of information in this book that's destined to become a bestseller everywhere. Order your copy of A Nation in Crisis today by calling 800-336-7000. This book should be required reading for everyone. A Nation in Crisis. Get it now by calling 800-336-7000, 800-336-7000, or log on to anationincrisis.com. The quicker you get it, the better off you'll be.
We're confronting the deepest issues that touch our hearts and our home from God's eternal perspective, and today is no exception as we talk about the forbidden gates, the spiritual gates that they're forbidden by God because He's the Creator, and He doesn't want us to breach those gates. Gates are designed to let things in and to keep them out. And God wants things to come in that are going to connect us with Him and His desire for us to have fellowship with Him and eternal destiny with He and His Son, Jesus Christ. But there are also things that will prevent that fellowship, in fact, that cause us to rise up in arrogancy, virtually shaking our proverbial fists against God and claiming to become God. And that's what we're talking about here in this final segment of our program today with Tom Horn concerning his book, Forbidden Gates. Now, Tom, I don't know if you were aware of it, but just within the last couple of weeks, an article came out in Arutz Sheva, Israeli National News. The title of it was Transhumanism, One Step to Being Gods. And I want to share some excerpts from this because I think it reaffirms everything that you're saying and provides a wonderful segue into the spiritual aspect here. Transhumanism is the new catchphrase of the global elite. It is the next step to being gods. And again, I'm reading from Israeli National News. Transhumanism is an international intellectual and cultural movement supporting the use of science and technology to improve human mental and physical characteristics and capacities. The movement regards aspects of the human condition, such as disability, suffering, disease, aging, and involuntary death, as unnecessary and undesirable. Transhumanists look to biotechnologies and other emerging technologies for these purposes. The term transhumanism is often used as a synonym for human enhancement. In this Tower of Babel crazy quest of mankind to climb to heaven, to dethrone God and make themselves gods, we are talking about the attempt to erase all borders, national sovereignty, sexual borders, and identity, the combining of robotic technology with the human brain. The movement, seeing the ultimate human as a mixture of robotics, as well as seeing the blurred roles of the sexes and the push for the physical mixture of sexes in one body with the help of science and technology and robotics. Now, as we wrap up today, I'm going to share with you the final quotes that come from the President of Israel. The President of Israel regarding these issues. He is the farthest thing from being a Christian or an observant Jew that you could ever find. He is as secular-minded as they come. And you're going to be shocked to hear what he has to say about this. Tom, I think what we're seeing here is that this isn't just something way out in the distant future. This is something in the immediate future that the elite of the world are moving toward to accomplish their new global order.
Absolutely. Look, there was just 6 weeks ago, the U.S. National Intelligence Council and European Institute for Security Studies report called Global Governance 2025 at a critical juncture. This is the highest intelligence think tank in the United States. It's the highest level of intelligence in Europe. Came together, did a year's worth of study, and said what might be the causal agents, the triggers that could set in motion the need for a single global government. And people can go to ForbiddenGate.com, and they'll see that in the left column. Right-click it, download it. This is your American tax dollars at work. And what do they describe as the causal agent that could set in motion the need for global government? On page 35, they start talking about biotechnology and human enhancement, and they actually describe future humans designed with unique physical, emotional, cognitive abilities that could become a lethal force against which the governments of the world are absolutely not prepared. So this is happening. If people think that transhumanism is fringe, we're talking no less than U.S. National Laboratories, the United States National Science Foundation report that came out a few months ago, Ethics of Human Enhancement, 25 Questions and Answers, the Rockefeller Foundation, Scenarios for the Future of Technology, that came out in May of this year. This is a significant event. It is forthcoming. People better get their mind wrapped around this, and they better become aware and get engaged in the dialogue.
All right. Now, let's talk about why that's important, then, for professing Christians, because what I find, Tom, is that professing Christians all over this country and even in many Western countries around the world are being sucked into a false kind of spirituality. It's a blend, a hyper blend of scientific thought and New Ageology and power positive thinking, the whole emerging church movement. All of these things are now coming together, coalescing into a hybrid form of spirituality that seems to me to be contrary to the scriptures.
No, look, the American Academy of Religion, this is the world's largest association of scholars in the field of religious studies, founded almost 100 years ago, they announced just last week that they're going to be consulting people of faith across the borders, Christians, Buddhists, Mormons, whatever, in a forthcoming exhaustive statement on transhumanism as, guess what, the future's proper theological worldview. They're even going to be using Sir Francis Bacon's techno-utopianism as the proper vision for the spiritual future of mankind. So we're talking now about something that is a billion times more important than the old threat a couple decades ago of the New Age movement. We're talking about a replacement theology that is catching on. Even many Christian leaders are adapting transhumanism. The Lutherans, for instance, many of their academics are right now endorsing transhumanism. In fact, in the U.S. National Science Foundation report, they endorse transhumanism as not just only the something that God would tolerate, but as a Christian mandate that we have a responsibility to evolve into higher beings so that we become more godlike, we become more spiritual, become closer to Him. It reminds you of the Catholic Church recently talking about if we discover extraterrestrial intelligence, they might be beyond the need of redemption because they didn't fall like we did. Therefore, they could be our mentors, right, to take us to a new level of spirituality. So there is a war that is coming. There is a spiritual conflict and a war on right now for the mind of a generation. And I'm going to tell you, Chuck, your ministry and people like you have never been more needed than they are today. And I am qualified to say this. I was a pastor for 25 years. For 30 years, I held executive-level positions in the largest evangelical institution in the world. So I've been around, and I know a lot of people. And the institution of the church has become very occult-like, very New Age, and now becoming very transhumanist-oriented. If you're in a church like that, you ought to get out of it and find some place where people are Bible-believing, who believe that the Word of God is authoritative, because in the very near future you're going to need something solid you can hang on to, because a whirlwind is coming.
Yeah, well, it really is, and the unfortunate thing is that it's happening at a time when George Gallup, even 20 years ago, declared that America had become a nation of biblical illiterates, and just this week in Britain a poll came out that under 35 in Britain, 51% of them have never even heard of the King James Bible.
All right.
So well, there's such a gross ignorance of the Bible itself and what it's about, that people are predisposed to massive deception.
That's absolutely right. So there again, people need your ministry. They can get this book from you. When they get the book, they're going to be astonished. It's been reviewed a couple of times since it came out. Prophecy in the News wrote a review yesterday where they said they couldn't believe how many secret documents and secret pieces of information that could then be verified are revealed in the pages of this book. We want people to know that it's real. It's not. We're not talking about weekly world news. We don't quote any scurrious sources.
Mm-hmm.
These are all, I mean, the people listening to this show, if they're American taxpayers, they paid the $773,000 that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services gave recently to Case Law School in Cleveland, Ohio, for one purpose, and that is to establish the guidelines that will be used this century for human enhancement, and how law, policy, needs to be established around the coming human enhancement revolution, because the question needs to be asked, how will the Constitution, how will the Bill of Rights extend to human non-persons? How much of a human has to be human as it has been known, and how much of it can be something else, a monkey, a whatever, a synthetic creation, before it no longer is protected by the Constitution. Does this sound insane? Does this sound like we've entered into the midnight of madness? It absolutely does. So therefore, because as a taxpayer, you just paid for these reports, and Professor Maxwell Melman, who was the head of the Case Law School Studies, is now traveling to all of the leading institutions of thinking here in the United States. He was just at Arizona State University giving his lecture directed evolution, public policy and enhancement, transhumanism, and the future of democracy. You ought to listen to what this guy is saying, because you paid for the study that he just led over the last 24 months, in which he is saying. He even goes so far as to say, and I know we're going to run out of time here, Chuck, he says, could the human enhancement revolution lead to the extinction of mankind? Yes, but we're going to do it anyway.
Wow.
And you can listen to his podcast at Arizona State University's website.
Well, it's utterly astounding. This is not something that's in the realm of sci-fi anymore. This is the reality. It's the result of man's reprobate mind, intent on replacing God and becoming God. And here's what the president of Israel said back in March. It's in print. Shimon Peres, he said, there will be a new equilibrium created, a new division of responsibilities between women and men. The next decade will be a sensational decade, not like any other time in human history. There will be an unprecedented breakthrough of such science that in 10 years you will not recognize anything. He went on in his article to talk about the integration of nanotechnology implemented inside the human body, and specifically the brain. Well, friends, I don't know about you, but human intellect does not guarantee human morality or immortality. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to see a new world order with a blurring of morality, a blurring of sexes, a blurring of borders, or becoming a god. I prefer to embrace my humanity as God had created me, while serving God and not being a god. And I hope that's your desire as well. Again, you've been listening to Viewpoint. I'm Chuck Chrismeyer. Get a copy of this wonderful book by Tom Horn. You can't get it anywhere else in the book trade, Forbidden Gates, Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. Tell your friends, Romans and countrymen, and we'll be back with you again. God bless you and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.